Welcome to Cozy Woman Podcast. This is season 22. I wanted to talk about mom senses while dating because we need them. And if you haven't increased them or fueled them with the wisdom, you need to not be dating. And that's the reality of it. Dating other people while being a mother is a scary process, but if you're apprehensive, it means you should care. It means you value your children and how you show up in their lives and the people that might be around your kids. And it also means that you will set boundaries to protect those babies. And if that's the case, you're thinking the right way, in my opinion. There will always be people who target single moms because they see it as sometimes a handicap because you have kids and you're single and you're not married and their father may not be involved like people assume they should. And that's where you have to be confident in who you are as a woman, who you are as a mother, and who you are going forward as far as picking the right people to date, picking the right people to be in relationships with, because just because you have kids doesn't mean now you don't get to pick a good man, or you don't get to pick someone of good value, or a man that chooses to be with you and that you choose to be with doesn't have to be great because now you have these kids. Wrong. If I'm going to be in a relationship with a man, he has to be a great example for my children and I have to be a great example for his if he has kids. And that's it. And that's what I value. Every woman doesn't value that. So turn the mommy senses on and drive slow in dating. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Cozy Woman Podcast. People have so much to say about single moms and who and what they deserve. I just want single moms to take their time and be picky. Because clearly you're a single mom with one, or you're a single mom of two, or you might be a single mom of three. And it doesn't mean you're less valued because you're a single mom of those kids. It just means you need to be picky and very particular because of what happened the last few times in those relationships. So the first thing you want to do is make sure you are ready. Be sure you are ready to date. Second thing is stop talking about your ex to people you're meeting. Stop talking about your ex to people you're dating. Stop talking about your ex to friends and family because they basically know the story already, okay? So just stop. It didn't work. It's evident. Move on. And if you find yourself not able to stop talking about your ex, then you're not ready to date and you're not over it. Number three, do not allow pop-ups. Nobody that you're dating or you're talking to should be able to pop up at your job unannounced, your home unannounced, or your usual spots that you go to frequently that they know of unannounced, because it's overbearing, it's rude, you weren't invited, and it's invasive, and you wouldn't want that done to you, so don't do it to me. Number four, be honest about the time you have to give. A lot of people say they want to date, but they don't have time to date. A lot of people say they want to talk to someone new, but you don't make time to talk to someone new. I can't tell the last time I talked to you on the phone. I can't tell the last time we text. I can't remember the last time I saw you. So you just like me. How about you just be on social media and like a picture and move the fuck on with your life? Because that's what it's giving, okay? Number five, if you cannot afford to date, be smart about what your interactions are. Maybe you guys meet at a coffee shop. Maybe you guys meet at a library. Maybe you guys have a Barnes & Noble date. I like those where you get magazines and y'all sit together and y'all read. Or y'all just have maybe a coffee and a snack. And y'all just talk. You can have a picnic date And it doesn't have to be several dates in the week. It could be, I saw you this week, I won't see you again in the next 2 weeks. I have things to do. You should have things to do. Number six, and this is very important. Do not introduce your kids too soon. Do not let this person that you like or you're dating talk to your kids on the phone too soon. Do not share names too soon. Do not share pictures too soon. Do not have them meet them in person too soon. Do not FaceTime too soon. Okay? Boundaries. Number seven, do not get too attached too soon. A lot of people like to, what we call it, love bomb people. Be really sweet, be really nice, be really affectionate, be really caring for like the first 3 to 6 months. And then it starts to dwindle. And then you start to hear certain words less, get certain texts less. I'm just going to pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambypodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books. Or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambypodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambypoddenspot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show. Get certain calls less. Certain interactions start to lessen because people can't keep up who they try to be. And if you just come in and you're yourself and you be yourself, you don't have to keep up with being yourself because that is who you are all the time. So just be yourself, okay? Number eight, a lack of communication is a killer. If at any time y'all are dating, y'all are talking, and then the communication lessens without any explanation, and then someone tries to pick it up later, you're always going to give that person, I'm not serious. You're always going to give that person, oh, I was talking to several other people, and you're my next best option, or you're my second option, or I'm bored, I just want to talk to you now. And it makes that person know, like, this is not really what I thought it was, so I'm less eager to talk to you. I'm less eager to see you. It doesn't really matter. And if that's not the feeling you want to give someone, stay consistent, okay? Number nine, watch out for controlling behavior. Watch out for what you're being asked, how this person reacts when you go out with other people, how this person reacts when you don't answer their calls or respond to their text messages, or you tell them no. Or something comes up and you guys made plans, how they react. Number 10, if they question you with this and you guys are just dating, okay? Y'all are not a couple, y'all are not engaged, and y'all are not married. And he hits you with the, who is this? Why do you do this? Why do you do that? And it's something you've been doing since before y'all met. They never had an issue with it before, and now they're bringing it up. Where are you? What do you know what time it is? Like, it's giving very much my father, okay? And it needs to calm down. And that's stemming from something. If it's where you made them feel insecure about something you lied about in the past, whether you cannot be trusted or they don't trust you, that's coming from somewhere. And if that's not checked and if that's not talked about, is going to get worse. Number 11, watch and listen for frequent mean jokes. Some people like to make jokes about mothers having kids and not being married, mothers having kids and not being with the kids' fathers, or mothers having to do a bit more compared to fathers. And if that's something you find frequently from this person is belittling you. And if you want to talk to a single mom, there's no reason to do that because you knew she was a single mom from the first couple of conversations. Okay? Number 12, do they try to isolate you a lot? Do they try to go places where it's just you and them and not in public? When you have plans with your friends, do they make up an excuse on why you should come see them and not go? Are they looking for any opportunity to take your whole weekend instead of you having options to go out? You know, watch out for that. Number 13, do they help you feel better about yourself? Or when you're with them or when you talk to them, do you feel worse about yourself? Okay, pay attention to that. 14, do interactive dates. Because you'll see more of their personality when you guys interact, when they have to deal with complete strangers, the way they treat unhoused people, the way they treat a waitress, the way they treat the person who's giving the tour, the way they act at a museum. Like, go different places where you guys can actually talk and explore something. Number 15. Do not kid talk too early. Do not bring up wanting to have kids with them too early. And if they bring that up too early, be mindful of that. Because a lot of times, men like to put this idea out there that, oh, if she's a mom, she's probably going to look to have you as a father or have a baby with you so you stick around. Babies don't keep people. Babies don't keep relationships. And if a man is looking to get you pregnant because they think you're a great mom, that's not a good enough reason to get a woman pregnant. And he's looking for a pocket to keep you around, even if y'all are not together. Because if you have a baby in their mind, I'll always have access. A lot of men think like that, okay? Be mindful. People have so much to say about single moms and who and what they deserve. I just want single moms to take their time and be picky. Because clearly you're a single mom with one, or you're a single mom of two, or you might be a single mom of three. And it doesn't mean you're less valued because you're a single mom of those kids. It just means you need to be picky and very particular because of what happened the last few times in those relationships. So the first thing you want to do is make sure you are ready. Be sure you are ready to date. Second thing is stop talking about your ex to people you're meeting. Stop talking about your ex to people you're dating. Stop talking about your ex to friends and family because they basically know the story already, okay? So just stop. It didn't work. It's evident. Move on. And if you find yourself not able to stop talking about your ex, then you're not ready to date and you're not over it. Number 3, do not allow pop-ups. Nobody that you're dating or you're talking to should be able to pop up at your job unannounced, your home unannounced, or your usual spots that you go to frequently that they know of unannounced, because it's overbearing, it's rude, you weren't invited, and it's invasive, and you wouldn't want that done to you, so don't do it to me. Number 4, be honest about the time you have to give. A lot of people say they want to date, but they don't have time to date. A lot of people say they want to talk to someone new, but you don't make time to talk to someone new. I can't tell the last time I talked to you on the phone. I can't tell the last time we text. I can't remember the last time I saw you. So, you just like me. How about you just be on social media and like a picture and move the fuck on with your life? Because that's what it's giving, okay? Number five, if you cannot afford to date, be smart about what your interactions are. Maybe you guys meet at a coffee shop. Maybe you guys meet at a library. Maybe you guys have a Barnes & Noble date. I like those where you get magazines and y'all sit together and y'all read. Or y'all just have maybe a coffee and a snack and y'all just talk. You can have a picnic date. And it doesn't have to be several dates in the week. It could be, I saw you this week. I won't see you again in the next 2 weeks. I have things to do. You should have things to do. Number six, and this is very important, do not introduce your kids too soon. Do not let this person that you like or you're dating talk to your kids on the phone too soon. Do not share names too soon. Do not share pictures too soon. Do not have them meet them in person too soon. Do not FaceTime too soon. Okay? Boundaries. Number seven, do not get too attached too soon. A lot of people like to, what we call it, love bomb people. Be really sweet, be really nice, be really affectionate, be really caring for like the first 3 to 6 months. And then it starts to dwindle. And then you start to hear certain words less, get certain texts less, get certain calls less. Certain interactions start to lessen. Because people can't keep up who they try to be. And if you just come in and you're yourself and you be yourself, you don't have to keep up with being yourself because that is who you are all the time. So just be yourself, okay? Number eight, a lack of communication is a killer. If at any time y'all are dating, y'all are talking, and then the communication lessens without any explanation, and then someone tries to pick it up later, you're always going to give that person, I'm not serious. You're always going to give that person, oh, I was talking to several other people and you're my next best option or you're my second option or I'm bored. I just want to talk to you now. And it makes that person know like, this is not really what I thought it was. So I'm less eager to talk to you. I'm less eager to see you. It doesn't really matter. And if that's not the feeling you want to give someone, stay consistent. Okay. Number nine, watch out for controlling behavior. Watch out for what you're being asked, how this person reacts when you go out with other people, how this person reacts when you don't answer their calls or respond to their text messages or you tell them no. Or something comes up and you guys made plans, how they react. Number 10, if they question you with this and you guys are just dating, okay? Y'all are not a couple, y'all are not engaged, and y'all are not married. And he hits you with the, who is this? Why do you do this? Why do you do that? And it's something you've been doing since before y'all met. They never had an issue with it before and now they're bringing it up. Where are you? What do you know what time it is? Like, it's giving very much my father. Okay. And it needs to calm down. And that's stemming from something. If it's where you made them feel insecure about something you lied about in the past, whether you cannot be trusted or they don't trust you. That's coming from somewhere. And if that's not checked and if that's not talked about, it's going to get worse. Number 11, watch and listen for frequent mean jokes. Some people like to make jokes about mothers having kids and not being married, mothers having kids and not being with the kids' fathers, or mothers having to do a bit more compared to fathers. And if that's something you find frequently from this person is belittling you. And if you want to talk to a single mom, there's no reason to do that because you knew she was a single mom from the first couple of conversations. Okay? Number 12, do they try to isolate you a lot? Do they try to go places where it's just you and them and not in public? when you have plans with your friends, do they make up an excuse on why you should come see them and not go? Are they looking for any opportunity to take your whole weekend instead of you having options to go out? You know, watch out for that. Number 13, do they help you feel better about yourself? Or when you're with them or when you talk to them, do you feel worse about yourself? Okay, pay attention to that. 14, do interactive dates, because you'll see more of their personality when you guys interact, when they have to deal with complete strangers, the way they treat unhoused people, the way they treat a waitress, the way they treat the person who's giving the tour, the way they act at a museum. Like, go different places where you guys can actually talk and explore something. Number 15, do not kid talk too early. Do not bring up wanting to have kids with them too early. And if they bring that up too early, be mindful of that. Because a lot of times, men like to put this idea out there that, oh, if she's a mom, she's probably going to look to have you as a father or have a baby with you so you stick around. Babies don't keep people. Babies don't keep relationships. And if a man is looking to get you pregnant because they think you're a great mom, that's not a good enough reason to get a woman pregnant. And he's looking for a pocket to keep you around, even if y'all are not together. Because if you have a baby, in their mind, I'll always have access. A lot of men think like that. Okay, be mindful. Number 16, if a person is quick to anger, it should be a no. I don't care why. I don't care what sparked it. I don't care if it was one time. One time is good enough for me. If you're quick to anger over something simple, something not intentional, you got stuff to deal with that I don't have room on my plate for. Okay. 17, do not back burner your kids for a date. Do not back burner your kids for someone you're dating. Do not back burner your kids for a relationship. And if a man is coming into your life as a mom and telling you to do less with your kids so you could do more with him, that is not the man for you. Okay? All right? 18, don't assume a man has to pay or send money all the time just because you're a woman. That's kind of selfish. And you have to put yourself in a man's shoes. If you have a child or you have multiple kids and y'all go out together, in his eyes, he wants to provide and be able to cover the bill. But be mindful of where you're going, what the kids are doing, how much it costs, and the fact that he's paying versus you're paying, because he wants to be a gentleman. Okay? Don't be selfish. 19. Any talk of you being less than because you're a mom, end it. Any talk of you being less than a woman, less than able, less than worthy because you're a mom, end it. And unfortunately, a lot of men who were primarily raised by their moms have this mindset. Instead of appreciating and having understanding for women who are single moms that they date, they talk down to them because they feel a way about the things that they may not have had growing up because they had a single mom. So, yeah. Okay. And 20, do not ignore habits they are comfortable with that you are not. It's not going to fix itself later. They're not going to stop later. And as long as you see them do something and not say something at the beginning, they're going to let you know later when you want to address it as an issue that, oh, I was doing this when I met you. What's the problem now? And if you don't want to have that back and forth conversation, if you see it and they're comfortable doing it and they do it more than once and that's not something you want to deal with, back up off of that. All right. Those are my tips for mom senses while dating. If you have some, please drop it in the post when I post clips of this. I appreciate you. I want moms to be safe. I want you to pick a good mate. You deserve someone great in your life that is an asset to the family you already created. And me personally, because I have kids, I don't talk to men to date them who do not have kids. I don't talk to men who have kids that are not involved with their kids like I'm involved with mine. And that makes it easier for me to say no to people who are not experienced with kids. And it also erases my guilt of the fact that I'm talking to a man that doesn't have kids, that might want kids later. And maybe because I'm getting older, the older I get, I may not want kids. New kids, okay? And he might want that, and I don't want to take that opportunity away from him. So it's kind of preventative on why I date like that. Also, I want someone around my age that's realistic about the economy, what it takes to have kids, what time they deserve. And you're going to get that most of the time with someone older, someone mature, and someone experienced. So create your filter, have your filter, have your values and have your standards, and don't feel bad that somebody doesn't fall into that. Don't bend what you need for someone else. Okay, you'll regret it later. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls, and this is Cozy Woman Podcast. Peace.